Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the fearful strain that is on me night and day, if I did not laugh, I should die. Abraham Lincoln. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty. One More Thing.
That was the quote I was thinking of the other day that I paraphrased when at a cabinet meeting, Lincoln opened it with a couple of witticisms and such. And one of your stodgy cabinet members, I can't remember if it was Salmon P. Chase or one of those geeks, said, "Do you think it's appropriate we be joking at this moment, Mr. President?" And he said, "With the fearful strain that is on me night and day, if I did not laugh, I should die."
As a guy who's made jokes at inappropriate times many times in my life, I should have that at the ready for my defense. Usually it's just, you know, coarseness and a lack of sensibility that causes me to do it.
Well, those are fancy words. You mean stupidity. Stupidity, sir.
Let's call it what it is.
No, I have similar makeup, obviously. So a lot of stuff that was kind of fun and lighthearted we didn't get to during the radio show today because we were kind of tied up talking about mostly the terrible school shooting in Texas. But we have all this leftover stuff. A lot of it's pretty damned amusing. Why not? Let's lighten up for a second. Michael, just play the jokes one at a time. Start with number one. We'll go from there.
Today, Top Gun Maverick was released in theaters across the country. That's right. It is finally out after a 3-year delay. Yeah, the movie is incredible. And of course, Tom Cruise once again does all of his own stunts. Meanwhile, every flight attendant who's dealt with the drunk passenger is like, "No big deal, so do we."
So that's the movie in which they took the patch off his jacket from the original Top Gun movie that was going to be offensive to China because it was pro-Taiwan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly all I think about when I hear Top Gun. Maybe,
me too.
Maybe that makes me too political, but really pisses me off.
Man, I got hit with so many ads, and Twitter was like every third tweet was an ad for Top Gun.
What did Top Gun, or whoever owns the company, what did they pay to get the amount of social media influence that they got? Incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that joke was not funny in the least, but it did bring up Top Gun, Michael, so we'll forgive you for it. Is number two any good?
It's solid. It's, again, both informative and somewhat entertaining. So here we go.
All right.
I heard that since so many car makers have left Russia, Moscow is restarting a Soviet-era car brand called Moskvich. Because everyone's leaving, yeah, yeah. So now Moskvich, they're making car. We actually have a sneak peek at Moskvich's first commercial.
Oh.
Take a look at this.
Ever dreamed of hitting speeds over 18 miles per hour? You deserve a car that rides so smooth, you'll feel like you're in front seat of cabbage cart pulled by sick donkey. Hi, I'm Boris Sokolov, CEO of Moskvich, biggest automobile manufacturer in Russia. A vehicle that comes in many beautiful colors, like gray and muted gray. And one that has many state-of-the-art features, like steering wheel.
Most models do not contain steering wheel.
Put the key in the ignition and listen to that baby purr. The Moskvich. Buy Moskvich. Round tires coming soon.
No,
round tires coming soon. That's pretty funny.
Like sitting in front seat of cabbage cart pulled by sick donkey. That one was every bit as funny as the other one wasn't.
I find myself curious about number five, Michael. Why don't you unleash that on us?
According to a new report, ex-Trump attorney Michael Cohen said in a recent deposition that former President Trump was afraid of getting pied in the face by demonstrators. I don't know. That feels like some reverse psychology. You know what? You know what would totally own me if someone threw an entire freshly baked pie right in my face? Even worse if it had some of that cinnamon crumble stuff on top. Also, if they also hit me with a side of whipped cream, oh, I would be so delicious. I mean, embarrassed.
Trump's a fat guy, you see.
Yeah. I don't think that he is a fat guy, but I don't feel like he's known for gluttony. Like if Chris Christie, that would be the perfect joke.
Yeah. Does Trump have a sweet tooth? I mean, what's he known for eating?
McDonald's,
really,
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah. Yes, Michael.
I like number three. It's actually pretty funny. This is actually a drunk, honest driver. And these are two police officers pulling him over.
Okay.
Well, this is something you don't see every day. Deputies in Ohio encountered an Amish man who was suspected of being under the influence while operating a horse and buggy.
Hey! Hey! Wake up! There's a Bud Light can sitting in there and he passed clean out.
That's what just for me.
He'll go home. The horse knows how to get home.
There you go.
He'll go. That's basically the Amish version of self-driving Tesla.
Is seven any good, Michael, or should we skip to the ER nurse thing?
Let's go to the ER nurse thing.
All right, I like this one.
If you're coming to the ER, be honest with us. We can only diagnose and treat you as accurately as the story you're telling us. I think a lot of people have this idea of going to the ER and we're just going to run a bunch of tests and do CTs and x-rays and everything, and we'll just find out what's wrong with you and you don't actually have to tell us the truth. And the reality is, that's where we get the vast majority of our information about your problem. If you've done some drugs or eaten some plants or something, just tell me. I'm not the cops.
Gotcha.
Or if there's a potato up you or something.
Oh.
For instance.
Yeah.
I fell off a ladder and landed on it.
Having been at the ER too much the last couple of years for a variety of reasons, especially late at night, everybody is in there's hammered. Everybody in there's hammered at night. You're either there with a baby, like you're a couple with a young baby and panicked, or it's somebody that's hammered and has hurt themselves somehow.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the last time I was in an ER for myself. It's been ages, thank God.
For myself, I think I've only gone once in my life. That's when I had my gallbladder attack. I think.
Yeah, I've gone a handful of times. I was a regular at one point in my youth. Mm. Bit of a crash test dummy. I don't know. Although the one thing I learned was you start puking all over the waiting room, you get seen. You get seen in a big hurry. So if you can go into shock, go into shock.
Can I throw in one serious thing to tease the next Armstrong and Getty radio show? Or are we done with cleaning out the fridge?
I don't know. I haven't really looked. Is there more?
You know, here's joke number four. I don't understand what the deal is here.
Okay. The fast food chain Arby's announced yesterday that it will add a hamburger to its menu for the first time in its history. But people don't go to Arby's because they want a burger. They go there because everything else is closed.
I don't, again, his animosity toward Arby's, yeah. I don't get. It's fine. They've got the meats.
I just don't know where that came from.
No, I don't either. And Conan's been doing it forever. I mean, he's the one that wrote the anti-Arby's jokes for The Simpsons 30 years ago. I mean, I don't know if, like, he started it and the younger comedians picked up on it. But everybody makes fun of Arby's, and I would rank it maybe at the top. If you're gonna include like McDonald's and Burger King and all that stuff, it's better than all of those.
Oh yeah, you can get a fantastic sandwich with unprocessed meat, sliced meat,
yeah,
in moments.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from either. I mean, bastards. You know that the one in Oregon the other day where the guy was whizzing in the milkshakes because he had a sexual kink, that didn't help Arby's any.
I don't want that.
No.
I'm not ordering that.
Usually.
Whiz shake.
Okay, so if we're done with the fun, let me do one serious thing to tease the show for tomorrow. Back to the horrifying topic. This is pretty interesting. This opens up a can of worms on its own, so we'll talk about it on the next Armstrong and Getty radio show, which if I assume you're aware of, like you haven't stumbled on this particular podcast without knowing that. But this is just out from the mayor, Joe, in Uvalde. The shooting suspect left school during the pandemic and pulled back to himself being away from school, according to people who knew him. Yeah. So that angle we never got into, and that is documented all across the country.
Oh, yeah.
The mental health problems of kids from the pandemic. So that's worth taking a look at. That's obviously not the only thing going on with the school shooting, because we've had plenty of them. But boy.
Well, I guess that's it.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.